In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We started with the verses of Saint Peter telling us, always be ready. This is the theme of our conference and our coming course. Always be ready to give reasons for your hope. And according to be ready, according to this title or this theme, we need to strengthen our spirit, how to deliver the message of God, of Christianity, how to help others to accept believing in God, how to defend our Bible or our faith. So that's the course coming. So we started with Saint Peter telling us, sanctify the Lord in your heart. And I think we got the meaning by sanctification before being ready. We need to pray, we need to study the Bible, we need to spend some time with the Lord to, you know, deepen the feeling of the call from God that we are really called to this mission. The second title will be Being Ready and the Divine Liturgy. You know, we have as Orthodox servants the power of the liturgy, the power of the altar. And if you study the Old Testament and the New Testament and the history of our Orthodox Church, you will make sure that the main power of any Orthodox servant, whatever his service, is his relationship with the altar. So this is very important before telling you how to be ready. We are not going to tell you how to be ready to defend or to answer questions or to whatever, not now. But first of all, we need to know the relationship between your commitment to the Mass regularly and to the degree you enjoy praying the Mass and the outcome of your service afterwards. You understand? في علاقة كبيرة بين علاقتك بالمسبح وبين قوتك ككارس بعد كده. إذا كان القداس بيفرق معاك والمسبح أساسي في حياتك, هتحس فعلا إزاي ربنا بيستخدمك. First of all, you know, if our theme is always be ready, why don't we start being ready for the Divine Liturgy? According to the rituals of the Orthodox Coptic Church, we have to be ready first of all to meet our Lord Jesus Christ on the altar. This is the exact meaning. Our church wants to deepen this feeling that when you are going to the church to attend the Mass, to pray the Mass, you are going to meet the Lord. You are going to touch the Lord. Not even touching Him, but eating Him. So with this feeling that you are going to heaven to enjoy the presence of the angels, to enjoy the praises of the angels and the presence of the Lord Himself, this is the feeling you go with to the Mass. So it's how to be ready for the Mass and how to be ready through the Divine Liturgy. I mean, what the Divine Liturgy will help you to be a servant. يعني أغسطينوس له كلمة مش عارف أقولها بالإنجليش. المسيحيين يصنعون الإفخارستية والإفخارستية تصنع المسيحيين. شوف التعبير حلو إزاي. Christians do Eucharist and Eucharist create Christians. So this is the exact meaning I want to tell you. If you are real Christian, you know the power of the Eucharist. And you know this is your power as machinery. Whatever you do all the week, not as powerful as this minute of standing before the altar. Let's start being ready for the Divine Liturgy. By the way, we will all pray the Mass tomorrow. So I hope these meanings help us to enjoy the Mass tomorrow together. To be ready for the Divine Liturgy, you know, it's in our liturgy, in our prayer, that the deacon says with the end of the liturgy, pray for the merit of partaking of this holy, pure and heavenly sacrament. صلوا من أجل التناول باستحقاق. Just before getting the Eucharist. آخر كلمة بيقولها الشماس قبل ما نتناول. صلوا من أجل التناول باستحقاق. This means that the church is focusing on this kind of readiness. You have to be ready. You are touching the Lord Himself. Do you have the faith of the woman who spent 12 hours bleeding, and she was very much, you know, in need to just touch him. Are you coming in this way? Do you have the same touch of Saint John the Beloved, Yohanna al-Habib, when he touched the chest of the Lord? So by any means, when you come with the need or the good feelings, you will enjoy the Mass more. So pray for the readiness of partaking of these holy, pure and heavenly sacraments. Also within the liturgy, another deacon shout. It was originally in the old books of the church that the deacon was shouting at this, you know, because some of those scholars who explain the history of the Mass say that this, you know, this sentence were usually said while the catechumens, Arfin catechumens and Mawazin, were leaving the church, and only the believers will stay. That's why the deacon keeps saying الربنت تقدموا. فهمت المعنى جاي ازاي؟ The church was full of believers and catechumens, those who are not yet baptized. But after the creed, after saying بالحقيقة نؤمن, usually the catechumens should leave the church. By this minute the deacon keeps saying, please, for the believers, come in front, come closer, draw near to the altar. So the believers are like surrounding the altar while praying, and they are very much interested to touch the body of Christ and to eat the body and drink the blood. So let us offer or تقدموا, لأنها في الابطية أكثر تقدموا, let us offer in order, stand in reverence and look eastward. The first meaning of being ready for the Holy Liturgy is to feel unready. أول حاجة في الاستعداد الشعور بعدم الاستحقاق. In order to be ready for this gift, first point is to feel that you are unworthy. You do not deserve to touch the Lord. This feeling is important. If you do not have this feeling, actually you will never enjoy the Mass. And this feeling is very much related to the level of repentance. How much you love the Lord and how much you feel guilty, or you feel bad that you hurt the Lord. So with the feeling of repentance, you can enjoy the Mass more. You can feel all the good feelings while praying. You know, this is, you know, related to Abuna and myself, all the priests. We as priests, before starting the liturgy, while preparing the altar and putting things in order, we are saying this prayer silently. You know, I'm telling the Lord, that I'm not worthy, neither ready nor deserving. So this is the first prayer the priest praying before even making anything in the liturgy. So it's the same feeling we should all keep in our heart, that we feel that, come on, this is too much. The Lord Himself is coming to us and we are going to touch Him. That's awesome. You know, this feeling was in John the Baptist, when they came asking him, come on, the guy you baptized him, nowadays everyone is following him. He answered in a very great way. He preaches saying, there comes one after me who is mightier than I, whose sandal strap I'm not worthy to stoop down and lose. غير مستحق أن أنحني وأحل سير. You know, this man is the greatest in history. John the Baptist, with the words of our Lord Himself, he is the greatest among all the offsprings of human beings. مش كده أعظم مواليد النساء. If أعظم مواليد النساء is saying that I cannot touch his sandal, come on, how can we go and touch the body of Christ that is, you know? Also, in order to be ready for the sacrament, for the Eucharist, we need to be ready by faith. So being ready, first of all, the feeling of unreadiness, And the second point is faith. That's why all through the liturgy, the church keep praying and continuously shouting, Amin, Amin, Amin. One time you may count how many Amins in the liturgy, but you can see clearly that this is the key word of the liturgy. Most of the time we are saying Amin. Whatever the priest is saying, as if we are approving what he's saying. When he say, he incarnate and became man, Amin. He was crucified. He was raised from the dead, Amin. So we are just approving all what's going on. And he said, this is my body, Amin. He said, this is my blood, Amin. So by saying Amin, as if we are confessing our faith. And this is the second point of being ready. Those who do not believe in this can never touch the body or drink the blood. So as if we are in all masses revising, reviewing our faith all through the liturgy. بنراجع كل إيماننا في كل قداس. That's why you can see in the liturgy of Saint Basil or the liturgy of Gregorius or Kyrollus that they are telling God the same story of salvation. Man was created, Adam fell down, and Christ came to save us. The same story, because this is our story. This is our story of God and man. This is our eternal life. We have no other stories to pray with or to think of. So the creed is very essential in order to pray the Mass and to be ready to touch the Eucharist. We need to attend بالحقيقة نؤمن بإله واحد. That's why you can see many of the priests is saying those who came after the reading of the Bible do not come to the altar. Actually, it's not the Bible itself. Actually, in some scholars saying that because they did not declare their faith, they have to stand with us saying بالحقيقة نؤمن بإله in order to come and touch the altar and eat the body and drink the blood. So this confession of faith happening many times through the Mass. في رفع بخور عشية, في رفع بخور باكر, في المزامير بيحصل, وبعدين the last one after reading the Bible, and also in another way the priest with the end of the liturgy he is confessing our faith again in a different sentences. When Abuna is, you know, reading the body of Christ and saying Amin, 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 O'min, 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 أن هذا هو الجسد المح, it's kind of a creed. It's the same meaning, you know, because he was incarnate and this is his body. So I believed in God incarnated, تجسد, and because of his incarnation I can touch him, because he is giving his body to me. And this had nothing, يعني مش ممكن كانت تحصل له ربنا ما تجسدش, يبقى لما يقول لي body, body زايد, لما كانش ليك body. So sometimes we are saying Amin, other times we say truly I believe, Amin tenahti. The third point, in order to be ready to enjoy the prayer of the Mass, or to be ready to touch the gift of Eucharist, الاستعداد بالتوب, being ready by repentance. So again, and I'm repeating, being ready with the feeling of unreadiness. The second point, reviewing and declaring your faith. The third point is you are repenting in the Mass. So if any of you experienced how to repent through praying all through the Mass, you will feel more and more the gift of Eucharist. You will enjoy the minute the body of Christ is coming into yourself. So the second key word in our liturgy is Kyrieleison. If the first common word is Amen, the second one is Kyrieleison. So for those very simple people, actually they enjoy the Mass. because they need not to say except Amin Kirilesu. And by doing these two words, they are real believers and they can enjoy whatever. So they need not to know many passages of the Bible or memorize many of the Coptic songs, just saying Amin and Kirilesun from their heart, they are ready to touch the Eucharist. You know, in order to enjoy this repentance, we need to listen carefully to the Word of God. That's why in the first part of the Mass, what we call the liturgy of catechumens, you know, the first half of the Mass, we call Uddas al-Maw'uzin, the liturgy of catechumens. And you know, the main part of this liturgy of catechumens is built on the readings from the Bible. Al-Bulis, al-Kasulikun, al-Ibraxis. Why the Church is doing this? Because by listening to St. Paul and St. Peter and St. James and then to the words of Jesus Christ Himself, wow, this is far away from my life. Samihni, Ya Rab, I didn't do this. You got the meaning? So, in response to the reading, you start repenting. That's why when you listen carefully to the words of the deacons, and the deacons should read very good, you can move on repenting your life. Also, another point, in order to push our hearts into the way of repentance, the Church is telling us in all liturgies, again and again, the story of salvation. Because when you revise that the Lord came Himself to save me from my sins, سَمِحْنِي يَا رَبِّ. You got the meaning? So I'm again and again telling Him, I cost you a lot. I was a real burden on you. Also, you can see clearly in our Coptic Orthodox liturgy that we love to bow down, to worship. This kind of sugud, continuous sugud, helps in repentance. But by putting my head down, I'm telling Him, I'm a sinner. And I need your mercy. Please forgive me and save me. The last point, in being ready to enjoy the liturgy and enjoy the Eucharist, is be ready with love. So again, أنا بعيد عشان تفتكروا. To be ready, عشان في ناس بتسأل عن الاستحقاق. ما هو الاستحقاق؟ الاستحقاق, first of all, means feeling that you are not worthy, you are not ready. Second point, saying Amin to whatever is the Church is saying. The third point, saying Kirieleison, which means the full repentance feeling in your heart. The fourth one and the last one is being in status of love. You are living love story all the time with God and with people. This is the only way to touch the body of Christ. You are living in love. Always. So that's why through the liturgy you can see the deacon is saying قَبِّلُوا بَعْضَكُمْ بَعْضًا. Come on, I'm praying. No, this is essential to remind all of us that if we cannot love each other, actually we are not ready to come closer to God. We cannot touch Him if we couldn't love each other. So this is the fourth point in being ready to enjoy the Eucharist. Also, you know, when you pray the litanies in Jama'a al-Awashi, the group of prayers, not for yourself. If you focus on the Awashi, al-Awashi, you find yourself praying for the widows, for the orphans, for the weather, for the trees, for the Nile, for the world, for the priests. And this is an act of love, because you love everyone and you love the nature. So you are not praying for yourself in this case. And this also kind of being ready to touch the Lord. I'm just reminding you with the verses written by the Lord Himself. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. The second point, how to be ready by the Mass. So, not for the Mass, I finished this, but the Mass will make you ready for the mission. Enjoying the liturgy will help you to be good servant, whatever your service, especially if it is kind of evangelism. First of all, we have all to remind ourselves with the philosophy of the liturgy. You know, there is a great deep philosophy behind the liturgy. Actually, in the liturgy, we are all coming to the church in the state of sin. We are sinners. We are getting into the door of the church. We are all black, dark, sinner. But we are coming out of the church saints. This is a miracle happening in all liturgies. احنا بندخل القداس خطاة، ما حدش فينا رافع راسه، بنطلع من القداس قديسين. This is the philosophy. Philosophy كلمة مش وحشة على فكرة، فيلوسوفيا in Greek معناها love of wisdom. الفيلو love، سوفيا يعني wisdom. So what's behind the philosophy of the masses, we are coming to the church as sinners, but coming out of the church as saints. That's why being saints, we have a mission to do. God sanctified us, made us holy in the liturgy in order to preach His word, in order to save others. That's only the meaning of the liturgy. So for those who get the communion, enjoy the Mass, and go home silently and never preach the word, actually they broke up the project. They corrupt the system, because you are created in this minute to be a missionary. This is the philosophy of the church. I'll prove it to you from the prayers itself. Also, we are coming to the church in a state of fear. We are fearing God. We are living, you know, afraid, because we are sinners. We have done many wrong. We are fearing condemnation. Condemnation, يعني الدينونة. مش عايزين نروح النار. احنا جايين الكنيسة خايفين برضو. But we are coming out of the church in a confident stage, lay, because we touched the Lord. We ate Him. So He is inside. No way to go to hell now, because He is inside. So with this power, with this minute, I feel strong. I feel confident. We are coming in a weak way and coming out with strong and strength. And that's exactly what happened in Isaiah chapter 6. When Isaiah saw the Lord on His throne, and the seraphim and cherubim kept praising God, saying, "Holy, holy, holy." He felt unworthy. He felt unclean. He felt very weak. He felt rejected. But it happened that, you know, look to this. One of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth with it, and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, your sin purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send?'" Look to this. Just after the minute of touching the mouse, he found out the Lord is saying, "I want to send messengers. I want missionary. I want those who evangelize the good news." So right after the minute of becoming sanctified or holy with the gift of Eucharist, he felt the call. ربنا يسوع قال من أرسل من يذهب من أجلنا عشان الثالوث الأقدس فقلت ها أنا ذا أرسلني. So few minutes before he was saying that I'm unworthy, I'm unclean, I deserve to go to hell. But with the gift of Eucharist, now he is saying, "I'm ready. Be ready." So we cannot be ready for the work of God without the power of God. We can never be ready. without the grace of God, without His presence in our hearts. And this is the sacrament of Eucharist and the prayer of the Mass. You know, many things in the ritual of the Church while praying the liturgy are related to the idea of missionary work or evangelism. The Church bell itself, you know, the bell of the Church is kind of proclaiming the Word of God, calling everybody, come to be saved. Please come. Here you can be saved. Taking the living water, getting into the Church, is the route or the way for salvation. Also, when you go into the Church, you can see with your eyes in front, out there, Hudn al-Ab, as if God is doing this to accept everybody is coming to His Church. حضن الأب اللي هو الشرقية بتاعة الهيكل بنسميها إيه؟ The bosom of the Father. As if Father God is just standing all the time in this way, telling whoever is coming, come to me. The icons are all, with the Coptic icons specifically, are always full of joy. If you look at the icon of Mary Gerges, we do not actually, in the classic Coptic icon, draw him with pain, with blood. No. Actually, the icon of Mary Gerges, he is the powerful, he is the king, he is killing the devil, you know. All the icons are powerful, are strong, are, you know, magnifying the idea of winning the game, that we catch the kingdom of heaven, as if we are there, not on earth. Also, you know, the lights of the Church, starting from the candles, the songs of the Church, even the clothes of the priest and the deacons, they all present the idea of, let's tell everyone, everywhere, this is the good news. God came to save us. So we are saved through Him. So this is the good news. This is the missionary. So even the ritual of the Church, for a foreigner to come into, to step into the Church, listening to the song, looking to the clothes, looking at the icons, looking to the lab, he will feel like this is different life. This is good life. This is better life. I need to be part of this. Also, you know, the throne, the throne and the sacrifice, we all looking at the altar above which, you know, this is our sacrifice, the Lord Himself. So the story of salvation, the call for eternal life, this all share in the idea of your call for missionary work. We all called to be evangelists. And I know quite well that when it comes to the song of Amin, 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 I feel all with that the Church full, يعني الفولت عالي خالص بقى. فعلا بحس ان الدنيا سخنت بقى عند امين امين. لو الناس بتصلي بحرارة في ايمان وفي توبة وفي تواضع والحاجات اللي قعدنا نحكي فيها دي, تحس عند امين امين خلاص يعني هنطلع نكسر الدنيا بقى, وطبعا نطلع ناكل, دي الخيبة اللي بنعمل. انما this is the feeling of the Church, that we are going to pray to proclaim His message whatever it cost us. Practically, the last point, practically, if we are making a mass for the unbelievers, وده بيحصل بقى في البلاد, when you go to Ghana or Namibia or Burundi, or sometimes the unbelievers step in to see what's going on. So we need to explain. First of all, we need to pray. We are not, you know, acting a mass. No, we are praying. He is really here, the Lord Himself. So remind yourself, احنا مش بنمثل قداس, احنا بنصلي قداس. And the foreigners, the unbelievers, the strangers I mean, can feel the difference, the great difference between acting the Mass or praying the Mass. They can feel the presence of the Lord Himself from your prayer. Or they can enjoy looking at a play on a stage. فهمين الفرق؟ احنا مش بنمثل القداس، عشان كده لو احنا ما بنعرفش نصلي القداس we can never preach the mass. ما نقدرش نقدمه ونقول لهم بصوا دي احلى حاجة عندنا، ما نعرفش نعمل كده الا لو احنا حاسين وعايشين. So we need to pray in a simplified spiritual hymn or melody. We need to have a clear voice, readable words. I remember my brother Abuna Yohanna in upstate New York, he told me a story happened with him and Abuna Ya'ub in the same church, that they were praying a mass in a Wednesday, and Wednesday mass usually the attendings not more than 6 to 7 people, and a group of seniors, American seniors, يعني ناس كبار, stepped in the church, into the church, like more than 20 رجالة وستات عواجيز دخلوا. فأبونا وأبونا بصوا لبعض, they prayed all the mass in English in a very clear voice, and one of the deacons went and gave them the khulagi, and he showed them what they pray. So they were just coming to step in to look around and go out. They stayed for the whole mass, and after the mass they got the breakfast and they spent most of the day asking, what are you doing? We enjoyed it. This is the idea of preaching the mass. If you love it, if you enjoy it, if you can feel the words and you are very much minded with the missionary idea, you will focus on these people because they need it badly. They need the salvation. They do not know the way. You taste it. Just help them to taste it. So we have to pray in the language of the served people. It's not, you know, the Latin Mass and the Roman Mass and the Greek Mass. And actually, I respect very much my church when, although we were the most persecuted church in the history, but actually we are praying the Mass in Arabic so everyone can pray with us, mostly. But for some of the churches, they couldn't get out of their old language, but they, you know, lose their congregation. They lost hundreds or thousands of their people because they couldn't give them the meaning. So we need to pray the Mass in whatever language, the local language of every country we go. We need to be silent. One of the problems in our church is that we are not ordered enough. We are not praying in a silence. We should respect the Mass, the presence of God. Also, we need some explanation, illustrations. We need to feel humble while praying and from our heart. So that's the final. We need to be ready ourselves to touch the Lord Himself, as if we travel to heaven and then we are coming back from heaven with only one message. Go and preach. Go tell everyone that you see the truth, you touch the truth, you know there is an eternal life. Go tell everyone here and only here in the church is the salvation. Glory to God. Amen.